This is a beautiful time in life, a season where families think of each other, prepare to meet, sit and break bread together. Family stories are shared, family history are passed down from generation to generation. Recipes are shared. The time when we gather and debate whether we should have a ham and a turkey for Thanksgiving. Or if your family from the South is going to be a turkey and possum for Thanksgiving. Or raccoon, depends on how far south you go. Or gator, if you go down New Orleans. Family tradition to pass on to each other. It's a good thing. It's that we share our lives and lives experiences and family history. But sometimes family has to move because of jobs. And the only way to stay connected is Facebook or some other social media. One of the beauties of it all is that they can message you, or times they have to figure where it pokes you, trying to get your attention. Just share something important, something that needed to be shared with others. But here we are in our lives today, days after Thanksgiving, trying to figure out what to do with all the leftovers in our refrigerator. Tired of eating turkey. Have a time off work or school. Enjoying ourselves, get to sleep in. Doing some shopping. At Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and looking forward to tomorrow. Shop online while you're at work. But in our gospel today, we get some message from the Lord reminding us to stay prepared, stay faithful, to get our life in order, to stay focused, reminding us of our faith. It's asking us two things: to remember the second coming of Jesus, to prepare ourselves, and also look forward to the birth of Jesus in the same scripture. This is the beginning of Advent. The time when the world's distraction is cranked up, fighting for our time and our energy, the church reminds us of our faith, that we need to stay focused. Reminds us to think of who we are, who we belong to, that our God is our God, and we are his people, despite what this world is telling us. All the distractions that's going on, because we know we have to shop. We know we have to visit friends, office parties, and socials to go to. But our God reminds us to remain true, to remain faithful in our faith, to constantly remind ourselves that we are children of God, the one true God. So we need to watch our time, not to be focused on our things, and realize that what's the center of our lives is our faith. The God that gave us salvation. The God that heals us and cares for us. The God that provides for our every need. As the world is pulling us one way, our God's challenge to stay firm and true where we stand. This world will always fight for us, for our time and energy. But so will God, will always fight for us and explain to us that who we really are, what's inside of us. Things will come and go, but our God will remain true. As we go through this Advent, be prepared to increase your faith. Be prepared to care for others, feeding the poor, caring for the lost, helping the needy, ministering to each other. More hugs, affirmation, words of concernment, looking each other in the eye during this time. So, Advent, be prepared to apply your faith. Or be prepared just to live out your faith. Amen.